My school days. Well. I was drafted in my senior year of school. I became 18 December the 13th in 1943. And February, I'd say the 18th, I was in the Navy. Story goes along in years that actually a person in the senior year of high school, halfway through, if they had passing marks, they should have a chance to finish the schooling. But as I heard a long time afterwards was that, he's just an average student, let him go. That's what the superintendent told the principal. And so that's why I was went in the service in February of my senior year. I came out of the service in, this was in February of 44, and I came out in June of 46, and they gave me a wartime diploma, what they call a wartime diploma, which is equivalent to a high school diploma. My schooling, I was just an average student. I don't recall. The only story I can tell you of school was the principal at the time when I was a kid was Mr. Bizzle. And of course my Uncle Edgar always called him Bucky. His nickname was Bucky Bizzle. And he used to work up at the farm. And of course I was up to the farm too, you know, and I believe I was either the eighth grade or the first year of high school, I can't remember. But I was up to the farm this summer and Bucky was there, and Uncle Ed would say, "Well, Buck, we gotta do this today and we gotta do that today," and as it went, we went through the summer that way, and I never called him Bucky at that time. It was still Mr. Bizzle to me. But I remember that fall when we went back to school. We were playing football down the field beside the street that goes up to the high school, up to the school. And we were playing football out there. And Mr. Bizzle went by. And I hollered out, "Hiya, Buck!" Like that, just being wise, you know. And went along, he waved to me, and off he went. Next day in school, I was called into the office. And Mr. Bizzle wanted me to know that he was Buck up at the farm, but he was Mr. Bizzle in the school, in the school area. That was the story that I went out. As far as I was concerned, I was an average student. They didn't care too much about studies at all. I did like math. I was very good in math. Didn't have any problem. English is nothing. I didn't care anything about that. And I remember I took typing, and I got a finger that's cut off the first joint, the third finger in. And in the typing, it was shot. So I couldn't hit the keys that I was supposed to. And I gave it up after the first semester. I don't want to learn typing then. That's for women. That's for girls to learn. So I got out of that. And but I do remember when I was in the eighth grade, because it was a small school, and the baseball team, in the spring, the baseball team was warming up, and the practice before the first game, Howie Richardson played first base, and he caught a ball on the end of the thumb. He didn't have it in the pad. And he broke his thumb. And Mr. Bizzle, back to Mr. Bizzle again, he had been watching out in the sandlot ball out the school window, and he saw me out there, and he said, called me in. Gee, what am I called in to see Mr. Bizzle for? And he wanted me to, I take it back. It wasn't Mr. Bizzle. It was Elliot Keach at that time. And he said to me, he says, we've lost our first baseman. Howie Richardson broke his thumb. I'm watching you out there. You pretty good stretch. Would you want to try it? Oh, I says, I'll try. Well, they gave me a pad. They bought me a first baseman's mitt. And, boy, he got me down to the ball flat, and he drove some balls into my... Oh, jeez. I'll tell you, boy, I got so... My hand was just like a beet. Red, old sore. And I started in. I played that whole year. I played my 8th grade year, 9th, 10th, and the 11th. I wasn't there for my 12th. But I played first base for all those 4 years. And as I say, there weren't that many on the team. They only had just about 9 guys on the team. They don't want to have too many on the bench. Always a center field come in, take over the pitching job. The pitcher would go out into center field. And I wasn't a very good batter. My average, I don't know what it was, but it wasn't very good. But my fielding, I was pretty good first baseman. I could scoop them up. We had Buddy Richardson at second base, a left-handed second baseman. Bevy Coots at shortstop, Sumner Cheeseman at third base, and we got along pretty good. Donnie Wilcox was our pitcher. He could throw, oh my God, he could really throw a ball fast. He'd usually strike them out pretty well. We got the championship 1 year, and I don't recall what year that was. It was before Donnie got out of school. Donnie was 2 years ahead of us. Yeah, he was 2 years. I think he was 2 years ahead of him.
So it must have been my,
sophomore year? Freshman year, sophomore year. Anyway, that was my excursions in the school. I played basketball. I recall the last game, the basketball I played. I couldn't turn around, but what? I had the ball in my hands. We were playing Vilas. And they knew I was going into the service. They fed me the ball pretty well. I believe I made the most points I had ever made in the game. It was 20 some odd points, but we won the game. But matter of fact, they went on to, that was my senior year. I didn't complete the playing the basketball. They went over to New Hampshire University for a playoff game with Vilas. And Vilas is coach's son shot a ball from the center of the floor to beat us by 1 point. Of course, in those days, it wasn't a three-point. There was no three-point shot. It was just 2 points. And I think I'm pretty well set for that. Work on the farm? Oh, boy, I guess I worked on the farm. I went up there all the time. I was up there all the time working. Of course, Uncle Greg and Aunt Greta didn't have any kids. They felt that I was a pretty good kid to be living. I lived up there. Two summers I lived up there. Carried the milk out to the what was the milk parlor down out on Court Street. Oh boy. Anyway, used to take the milk out in 20-quart cans out to where the he had a 36 Plymouth sedan, and used to put 4 20-quart milk cans in the back on the back floor, and take the milk out to the milking company out on Court Street, and milk. Then I go back, like out with Harold Arrow, riding around and enjoying myself. But when 6 o'clock come the next morning, I got out of bed, went to work. I enjoyed working up there. Working on the hay loader, driving the tractor, milking the cows. I enjoyed it very much. Of course, I even worked on the farm after I got married. We used to every other Sunday go up there to the milking. Lonnie and I. The swimming hole. You talk about the swimming hole. Well, the old swimming hole, that was the quarry. They had taken out a lot of granite out of and made a hell of a big hole. And they stopped it at that time because the pumps couldn't take care of the water, draw the water out of there to keep going down. I don't know how deep it is, but boy, nice water. Nice swimming water. Boy, oh boy. And we used to have a heck of a good time up there. Never thinking of driving. Nowadays, they've closed it. Oh, it's many years it's been closed off. They drove cars in the doggone thing. Sure. Tried to go up there and raise hell and then drive the car into the quarry. I don't know. We never thought of doing like that. We kept it nice and clean. We had little picnics up there, but we always kept our papers all in the bag, carried them home. We didn't make any messes up there. They had a big the boom was braced with cable. Gee, it was probably 2-inch cable. And I remember Doug Mason went shinnied out that damn cable one time and hooked a swing. And we used to, on the ledges, we used to swing out over the water and jump in. And quite high off the water. Just a lot of fun. And the swing would come back so that you could catch it coming back. And it was really nice, really nice. We also swam in the river down down in Minnewawa River. But I'll tell you, that was pretty rank water. Of course, all the toilets dumped into that. Mother didn't care too much about going there. She'd much rather let us walk up to the quarry where it was nice, clear water, clean water. But that was about that. Okay? All right, we'll stop it for now.